It's National Hispanic Heritage Month till October 15th. I'm Maddox Mercury, and this is the news of the week on Sunday, September 17th, 2023. Happy fall, everyone. I'm canning some tomatoes today, and I just learned how to ferment stuff, so my kitchen smells funky. The death toll from the devastating flooding in Libya's eastern coastal city of Derna has risen to at least 11,300, even as continuing search efforts are expected to find more victims. A further 170 people have been killed outside of Derna due to the flooding. In Derna alone, at least 10,100 people remain missing. More than 40,000 people have been displaced across northeastern Libya since the extreme rainfall brought by Storm Daniel. Experts say that the storm's impact was greatly exacerbated by a lethal confluence of factors, including aging, crumbling infrastructure, inadequate warnings, and the effects of the accelerating climate crisis. Volunteers in hazmat suits scan the sea for dead bodies in Derna. Derna, the epicenter of the disaster, was split in two after floodwaters swept entire neighborhoods, plowing a path to the sea. It had a population of around 100,000 people before the tragedy. Ford laid off 600 workers this week in a Michigan plant in a bold response to the United Auto Workers union strike. The company claims it cannot afford to pay these non-union workers as production stalls due to the strike. Union members disagree. The ball is now in the union's court. We will see if they succumb to this pressure next week. And some good news, sort of. DNA tests have lowered the death toll in the Maui fire to 97. Officials previously said at least 115 people had died in the fire, but further testing showed they had multiple DNA samples from some of the victims. The numbers of those who are missing fell to 31. Enjoy the last few warm days of the year, folks. This was the 76.